Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Vez, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Just a brief introduction to this Mishnah. So we know that the Kohanim, the priests, were the ones that merited to do the Avodah, to do the service of the Beis HaMikdash each and every day. Now, how did they select which Kohanim would do it? So the way it worked was like this. The Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, 24 groups, 24 watches. And each week, a different Mishmar, a different watch, would have the opportunity to do the Avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, each of those groups of Kohanim was divided into six Batei Avos. Batei Avos are families. And each week of their turn, a different Beis Av, a different family, a different clan, would do the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. And on Shabbos, they would all do the Avodah together. Now, the different types of service that were done in the Beis HaMikdash were divided with a Gairo, with a lottery between the Kohanim of that particular Beis Av, of that clan, of that family. However, there was one exception to that, and that's Trumas Adeshen. That's cleaning the ashes off of the Mizbech, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah says like this, Barishayna, initially, there was no Gairo, there was no lottery as to who would merit to do the first Avodah of the day, the service of the day of Trumas Adeshen, of getting rid of, or to be removing some of the ashes from the Mizbech. Rather, just whoever wanted to do it would do it. Ubizman Shehin Merubin. And then when there are a lot of people, so who gets to do it? Everyone wanted to do it. Ruts and Va'ilin Bakadesh, they would all run to get to the top of the ramp that was on the Mizbeach. The ramp was 32 amas, approximately 60 feet. And whoever reached the top four amas of the Mizbeach, of the ramp first, Zacha, that fellow merited to do the service of Trumas Adeshen of removing the ashes. But if, let's say, two people arrived at exactly the same time, into the top four amas, then we would just do a gairl. We would do a lottery between all the kohanim that were there. Now, the reason that there was no gairl initially for this was because you have to get up really early. Trumas Adeshen was done very, very early, so they figured, listen, whoever gets up early will have this chus, will have the merit to do it. But as we'll see, that didn't work out so well. Now, how did a lottery in the Beis HaMikdash work? All the lotteries. So the Mishnah is going to explain. Says the Mishnah, HaMemuna, the fellow was in charge of the lotteries, Armelahem would tell to all the kohanim that were there, they would stand in a circle, and you tell them Hatzviu, stick out a finger, and he will count the fingers, as we'll see in a minute. Now, you're not allowed to count people, that we know. And so how did it work? So basically, the guy that was in charge would take the hat off of one of the Kohanim, and he would take select a random number. So let's say there were 50 Kohanim, he always would select a number that was larger than the Kohanim, and he would begin to count their fingers from the Kohen that he took off his hat, and then he would count the fingers until he reached that particular number, and whoever the number landed on was the fellow that merited to do the Trumas Adeshen for any service that they were doing a Hagrela, that they were doing a lottery for. Says the Mishnah, which fingers were they able to put out, or how many fingers? Says the Mishnah, Achat, they could put out one finger, Eishtayim, or two. The Gemara explains that two consecutive fingers, because sometimes there were people who were unable to just have one finger out. I guess they had some kind of a deficiency, so they were able to put out two fingers. However, says the Mishnah, they might see an agudo b'mikdash. One cannot use their thumb in the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be a different finger, the Gemara says, because then you could try to fool that you're too, if you see the Hagrela, you see the lottery is going to go on the guy next to you, so you'll put out two fingers, your thumb, and one of your other fingers, and the Mamuna may think that it's two different people, and then you'll merit something that's not rightfully yours. Okay, let's see one more Mishnah Beis, as to the reason why they stopped doing this process of running to the top of the Mizbeach in order to get Trumas Adeshen. Why is that? Ma'i said there was a story to Yishneim Shalim that both of them arrived at the same time, v'ratzin v'oilim b'kevesh, and they were running up the ramp. And one of them pushed off his friend, v'nofal, and he fell off the kevesh, he fell off the ramp, and he broke his foot. The kevesh shirobezin shabon l'dei sakana, once the Jewish court saw that it was coming to be a danger, his kinush lay utarminus on his beach al bapayis, then they instituted that even for Trumas Adeshen, cleaning out the ashes, removing the ashes, that also was done with a lottery. Says the Mishnah, arba payasus hayushon, there were four payasus, there were four lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash each and every day. Zeh payas harishon, and Trumas Adeshen, removing the ashes, was the first one. Wishing you a great day and a very successful upcoming week.